God loves you. I'm working alongside you, with you, on this invitation to be working on our belovedness. As I've mentioned each week, I heard that phrase over 14 years ago, and I always wondered what it meant. I still wonder. And so I wanted to explore it with you in this season of Advent. What does it mean to work on our belovedness, to the understanding that God loves us? And I'm devoted each week to exploring the scriptures and trusting that there's going to be at least a word, a verse, or a phrase that's going to speak to our condition, or at least speak to my condition, and then hopefully to yours as well. And I find here in the first Sunday of Advent, the first year of a new liturgical year, such a rich array of images that I'm going to do something I don't usually do and cherry pick from each of the different verses, because I have a whole picture that emerges if I take a bit from each. The picture that I get is an invitation to be still, to be alert, and to be strong. So from Isaiah, and then even also from the Psalm, it centers around the image of Zion, of Jerusalem, which comes across as this kind of still center around which the world revolves, to which the world comes. And it makes me think of the beginning of Psalm 125, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but stands fast forever. And so there's an invitation for those who trust in the Lord to be like Mount Zion, to be still. When I turn my attention then to the gospel, there's a very clear message also, to be alert. Jesus uses the language to keep awake, stay attentive, don't check out, don't fall asleep, which seems very akin to me to be still. To be still and to be alert, like a watchman waiting for the morning, like a watchman waiting for the morning. And then finally, from Romans, I was struck by, it's a very powerful passage. In fact, it's so powerful, it is precisely the passage that converted St. Augustine in the Confessions. And in that passage, Paul asks us, invites us, urges us, to put on the armor of light. And what strikes me about that is that you may know that in Ephesians, that image is unpacked to be specific about the helmet and the breastplate and the shield, but there's also a sword in Ephesians. But here, it's only the invitation to put on the armor of light. So it's an image of somebody who is strong, defended, and yet at the same time doesn't have a sword or an arrow or anything else. It's a more peaceful image in a way. It's like prepared to receive the hits, but not strike back. And so there's an image of a mature Christian soul who is still, alert, and strong. When we are those three things in our relationship to God, we can perhaps embrace the fundamental truth, and I mean truth with a capital T, that God is always already there and always already loving us. So are we still and alert and strong enough in ourselves to receive that truth? Perhaps. Or perhaps we're like a little creature that I know about and that I want to share with you. It's one of my favorite stories. It's called The Runaway Bunny. Once, there was a little bunny who wanted to run away. So he said to his mother, "I am running away." "If you run away," said his mother, "I will run after you, for you are my little bunny." If you run after me, said the little bunny, I will become a fish in a trout stream and I will swim away from you. If you become a fish in a trout stream, said his mother, I will become a fisherman and I will fish for you. If you become a fisherman, said the little bunny, I will become a rock on the mountain high above you. If you become a rock on the mountain high above me, said his mother, I will be a mountain climber, and I will climb to where you are. If you become a mountain climber, said the little bunny, I will become a crocus in a hidden garden. If you become a crocus in a hidden garden, said his mother, I will be a gardener, and I will find you. If you are a gardener and find me, said the little bunny, I will be a bird and fly away from you. If you become a bird and fly away from me, said his mother, I will be a tree that you come home to. If you become a tree, said the little bunny, I will become a little sailboat and I will sail away from you. If you become a sailboat and sail away from me, said his mother, I will become the wind and blow you where I want you to go. If you become the wind and blow me, said the little bunny, I will join a circus and fly away on a flying trapeze. If you go flying on a flying trapeze, said his mother, I will become a tightrope walker, and I will walk across the air to you. If you become a tightrope walker and walk across the air, said the bunny, I will become a little boy and run into a house. If you become a little boy and run into a house, said the mother bunny, I will become your mother and catch you in my arms and hug you. Shucks, said the bunny. I might just as well stay where I am and be your little bunny. And so he did. Have a carrot, said the mother bunny. If you're like the runaway bunny, God loves you. If you are like Mount Zion, still, alert, and strong, God loves you. Go in peace.